Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo, as you know, is the founder of the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. She holds several degrees, and she's a licensed doctor of chiropractic with certifications in acupuncture, nutrition, herbal medicine, and heart math. She's an MS, a doctor of chiropractic, CCN, which is a certified clinical nutritionist, and she is a diplomat of the Medical American Board of Nutritionists. DACBN is what we say. She's also a certified living food chef. She's an instructor, a coach, and as well as a master educator. So without further ado, let's all get ready to give it up for Dr. Rita Marie. Woohoo!
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Woo!
That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Oh, it's so good to see you. It's always such a pleasure because I see people on calls. I see your names. Sometimes on Zoom calls, we see your little bitty faces. But to see you live and in the flesh and to feel your energy, oh my God, it feels so good. It feels so good. Is everybody ready for a great weekend? Yeah. Who's ready? Ready? Woohoo! Are we ready to change lives? We have a big mission, don't we? Right? We're up against a lot. We're going to be going through that, a lot of that this weekend. But we're all here for different reasons, right? Some of us are just starting a practice. Some of us have been in practice for a long time. Some of us are just here for the food. And you know who I mean. But there's a lot of energy that goes into being in our profession, right? To being out there, stepping outside the box, and being in a situation where we're trying to change the way health is practiced. Like, we're not real happy with the way health is practiced, and we want to get in there and really help people to get healthy. And you guys have come from so many different places. I know all over the country, all over the world even. So before I jump right in and give you what I've come to give you, I want to find out more about you and where you guys have come from, right? How far have you come? What do you want to get out of this weekend? So I'm going to just see who's come from outside of the United States. Go ahead and stand up. Go ahead and stand up. All right. And where have you come from? Costa Rica. Woohoo! Welcome. It's a long trip. How about you?
I'm from Melbourne.
Belgium. Oh my gosh. Woohoo! Mexico, woohoo! All right, where's our Canadians? We had a whole bunch. It looks like a lot of people haven't registered yet. We had a lot more people. We had some people from Canada signed up, and I think you just signed up yesterday or something. Mexico, we're like, whoa, Mexico. So who's from other than Texas? Oh my God, most of you. That's so great. Who's from the East Coast? Anybody from the East Coast? Wow. Okay, just call out the names of the places you're from.
Boston.
Okay, you guys have friends.
Florida.
St. Pete. I used to go there all the time. Georgia. Cool. D.C. North Carolina. Virginia. California. That's the West Coast, but that's okay. No, you're as good at geography as I am, but... One time I asked my husband, which is further east, Illinois or Indiana? He goes, did you ever take geography? Georgia, we had Georgia. Yeah, New Jersey. I used to live in New Jersey. Yeah, what part?
Central.
I was in Oakland. Most people even from New Jersey haven't heard of it, right? Oakland? Where are you from? It's by Mahwah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. So we have a lot of different people here with different backgrounds as well. So I'd love to get a little feel for that. So who here is in our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training? Go ahead. Yay. Oh, wow. Lots of you. Woohoo. Who here is in our insulin resistance practitioner training?
Okay, a couple of you, great. Three, oh, a bunch of you. Yeah, yay, I want to meet all of you. Who here is from, who is in our Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System program? All right. Who here is not in any of our programs yet? All right, so we got a bunch of you, yay. So who is in, anybody in the audience, an acupuncturist? Okay, we got an acupuncturist. Chiropractor. I guess I'm the only one. health coach. Fantastic. Medical doctor. Our medical doctors couldn't come. We usually have four or five of them. Nurse. Nurse or nurse practitioner? Yeah? Cool. Anybody else that I didn't mention? A mom. That is the highest profession, and especially caring profession, that there is, right? You've got, and I think that all moms need to have some, at least some of the depth of the training that we have here, right? Because who gets to shape the health and the life of these little beings? And under, it's crazy how little the average person knows about how to feed their kids, right? The doctor tells them, here's a bottle, give them this formula, here's this pablum or whatever you it's called these days that you give them when they're 4 months old, and well, here's the teething biscuits loaded with sugar and wheat, by the way, that you give them as soon as they start to break a tooth. You know what I gave my kids for teething biscuits? Kelp. I was afraid the carrot would break off and they would choke on it, but the kelp, it was like these long strands that there's no teeth in that I know of that can actually break through them, and they would just walk around the house with chomping on this kelp. Once it got wet, that's what they had. So maybe they have a salty tooth as a result. So we're here for a reason, right? We're here because you guys got out of your comfort zone. You got left your house. Who's from Austin? I didn't get that. All right. Got a bunch. Who's from other than Austin in Texas? All right. Where from? Kingwood. That's right. McDay, which is close to here, right? It's actually close to here. San Antonio, wonderful, welcome. Houston area, we'll be specific, yeah. Lockhart, okay, and that's not too far from here either, right? Great. Who likes this place? Is this a beautiful resort? Is this like gorgeous or what? Make sure you have time to wander the grounds because there's just, it's just gorgeous. It's just beautiful. They have a lazy river if you brought your bathing suit and want to take a break and go down there. So let's see. Okay, the mission, right? We all came here for a mission. Our healthcare system is rather broken. Where's my clicker so I have that? Which, is this on? Okay. There we, whoops, my slides are not in the right order. Okay, so back it up. Sorry about that. Okay, there we go. All right, sorry about that. All right, so we have a mission, right? And I think that we have the power to change the way healthcare is practiced, because I don't think we have a healthcare system right now. We have a disease management system. But each individual feels like sometimes helpless, right? I can't do this alone. This is big. This is Big Pharma. This is Monsanto. This is the American Medical Association, and who has been brainwashed by Big Pharma, I will just go on the record saying. And we think that we can't. It's too big, right? But as an individual, maybe you can't. But as a group, as a collective with that shared mission, if we want every single person in this world to have access to true health, to true healing, to be able to heal from within and access that inner healer, we want that for everybody. Who here wants that for everybody? Yes? Yes, right? On your own, individually, maybe we can. But as a collective, everybody in this room and everybody out there, we have that ability. And you know what? As practitioners, yeah, we're a small amount compared to the Western medical, But you know what we have at our hand? We can teach the clients, the patients, what they should be getting, what to expect, what they really want, to get them in touch with that and to know that it's possible, and then to start demanding it, right? Then it's what masses of people that are demanding that it change, and what happens when masses demand that something changes? It changes. When I was growing up, people smoked in public, in restaurants. It was like, it was all over the place. You couldn't escape smoke. But the masses said, that's not fair. I choose not to smoke. You're polluting my lungs. We need to get this so that I get to choose and I can breathe clean air. And over time, that changed. I mean, I remember going on trips and actually getting really mad at people for smoking. I'd be at an outdoor place and I'd sit down and then they'd come over and smoke and I'd ask them, can you please stop smoking? And they'd say, well, this is public place, so I'm allowed to smoke here, right? And it would irritate me. Now, people don't do that, except in certain places like Las Vegas, but that's still in the Stone Ages a little bit in terms of health. But we can change it so that, like, I got into this business 25 years ago, actually 35, over 35 years, because it was my health that made me start seeking something else. Like, here you are, 25-year-old, here's your ulcer medication. You don't have an ulcer, but take this anyway, because it'll help you to feel better. And I was a smart person. I graduated as valedictorian of my high school class. You know, I was up there, and I was like, but I don't have an ulcer, so why do we take ulcer medication? And I just questioned, and I thought about my Cheetos and ice cream diet, and I just said, could it be my diet? Could that be why my stomach hurts when I eat? And they went, oh, you're just take the medication and drink lots of milk and eat lots of ice cream to coat your stomach. And that's when I started questioning it. That was over 30 years ago. And I was considered a nutcase amongst my family members, my friends. Like, what are you doing? Like, and I started researching and I'm like playing with this and trying that food and this supplement and giving up this and that and didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I did it, figured it out, and then said, it shouldn't be this hard, right? Fast forward now, look at IIN. It's turning out health coaches by the dozens, by the hundreds, by the thousands even, right? So this is just a couple of decades later, how much it's changed. In my lifetime, I could have called a meeting like this and had three people in the room maybe 25 years ago, right? You've been around a long time, you know that. But here we are. So don't ever underestimate the power that you have. You know, our system is so broken that we rank 37th by the World Health Organization in terms of the quality of our health. 37th. We spend the most per person on healthcare. It's like 9,000 something dollars that we spend per person per year on healthcare, disease management, and we're ranked 37. The next below us in terms of how much they spend is Switzerland, which is like $3,000 per person per year below that. The UK spends about $2,800 per person per year on healthcare. We're ranked 37. Canada isn't much better at 30. Like, what's wrong with this picture, right? We spend more, but the people as a mass, not us here in this room, are less healthy. And that's scary. That's super scary, and that's what we're here to change. So people have access to really health. They go and they spend all this money on insurance, and they don't have access to true health care. They don't have doctors out there saying, hey, what are you eating? What are you breathing? What are you thinking? What are you doing with your life? So we have access to it. But this is what we do, and I look at it as Band-Aids and darts in the dark. Like, okay, maybe you have this, like the ulcer with me. Maybe you have that. And then that's what healthcare looks like in this country, right? And people think that they're covered, right? They think, oh, I can do this. If I have this disease, there's probably a pill or a surgery I can get to take care of it. Is that true? like, is there quality of life? No, we want to approach this from the standpoint of the most natural medicine, the earliest medicine. As Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine your food. Right? Early on. But are we doing that in our society now? We are, right? But we want to be able to expand that and be able to have more and more people involved in that. This is one of my favorites, the Ayurvedic. When the food is correct, medicine is of no need. But when the food is incorrect, medicine is of no use. Medicine is phenomenal, right, for trauma. Break a bone, don't take me to the chiropractor. Take me to the doctors who can stitch me up and bone me up and put it back together, right? Don't do that. But the chronic stuff, the living dead, so to speak, people who are walking around with chronic unwellness, that's where we come in. And the more tools you have under your belt, the more education you have about how the body works, the more you're going to figure out how to help people. So today is day one. And we are going to, before we jump right in, I'm going to just ask you guys to get to know each other a little bit. Okay? So I want you to break up into pairs. You guys came here for a reason. I shared with you my reasons for why I do what I do and why I'm so passionate about this. And there's a lot more that I can share about that. And we'll just dribble it in. But I want to get to know you guys. So I want you guys to get to know each other. So pick a partner who you did not come with, who you don't already know well. And we're going to share for 2 minutes each. Okay? So each of you gets to share, like, what prompted you to get it, you know, book your plane ticket and book your hotel room and be here with us today. All right? What's your mission? Like, do you have the same mission that I have, which is to just blow this up and make this different and give really good healthcare opportunities to everyone? Or is it something slightly different? What is it that you would envision for what you want to get out of this weekend and what you want to take back into your life and your practice? All right, so Roy is going to set some music, some kind of music, and we'll tell you at 2 minutes. So I need somebody to give me a notice when it's 2 minutes and when it's time to switch. Okay, go for it. Find somebody you don't know already. I don't know if those, if they put up just the right number of chairs or what, but there's way too many chairs there, empty chairs. So are there just a lot of people who have signed up and haven't shown up? If there's not, I'm going to take chairs away. And I get the break or something? Because it just looks very empty. 25 that are still haven't come. Thank you. Okay. If you haven't, wrap it up, come to a close, and then switch partners. All right, bring it to a close. If you want to thank your partner, you can hug them. You can just say thank you. Just bring it to a natural close. And turn your attention up to the front. And if you can hear the sound of my voice, clap once. All right. Awesome. Awesome. How was that? Okay, so I'm going to get a couple of shares from you guys. We can do about two, and we'll need a mic to run to folks. So who would like to share what your big mission is and what you're here for, or who was really inspired by what their partner said and wants to share for their partner? I find that a lot of people like to share better. Okay, over here, mic over here. Go ahead and, okay, so right when we're going to speak, so we'll have a mic, so we have people on live stream that are going to want to hear, so wait for the mic, stand up, and say your name, and then what you want to share. Oops.
I'm Lisa Van Herrick, and we were just talking about our passion, and I was saying I'm a terrified public speaker, but I'm so passionate about what I'm doing that I'm willing to speak about it. Excuse me. My husband and I, Mark, started a group called Sweet Talkers. Almost a year ago, to work with diabetics. And I am also a diabetic. And I've spent 15 years researching herbs and learning and becoming a holistic nutritionist. And, sorry, I'm scared. I scare myself. But we're talking
about... But you're
about
doing this, so I just want to, everybody, let's acknowledge her. She has a fear of public speaking, and she's public speaking.
Thank you. But we were sharing our passion about this. And every time we do a group meeting, I have regular group meetings, we're looking to start an online program for diabetics. And I can't tell you how many people come up to me after we've done a presentation, like I did one on plants with anti-diabetic properties, right? And people say, how come nobody's ever told me this before?
Yeah.
How come I've never heard this before? Because the insurance companies will not pay for nutrition. That's and right. If they do, they have to be dietitians, so that means they follow ADA guidelines of lots and lots of carbohydrates, yeah, which we cannot process.
Right.
So, you know, I'm here. And yay. I'm here.
And what would you, like, if you were to leave here on Sunday night with having learned or experienced one thing, what would you feel like, it was so worth it?
I'm looking for more information in general about food, but I think I would like to connect with other people. This is a powerful and important movement.
Yes.
And it's time we kick some ass.
Woohoo! Thank you. And where are you from? Where are you from? Say your name again and where are you from?
Because
you
said. La Jolla,
great, wonderful, woohoo. Thank you for sharing. Did anybody moved by that? Yeah, wonderful, okay.
So I had the pleasure of talking
Introduce yourself and who you are, and oh God, she doesn't have any fear of public speaking, I know.
My name is Lynette Ferguson, and I had the pleasure of speaking with Miss Vivian, and she is from Sacramento, California. And she told me that she is here because her friend brought her. She is diabetic, and she wants to learn more so that she can change her life and so that she can share the message with her family. And I was so moved by that. I just can't even tell you. Because I'm here for the same reason, right? I'm here to heal myself as well as share the message.
Right.
So I just wanted to commend her for being here again. So
thank you. It's beautiful. So who here shares that? Like, okay, you started in this profession, if you're in the profession already. You started it because of your own health challenge. Anybody else? Like most of the room. Okay, cool. So who's here is not a practitioner now and doesn't even intend to be a practitioner? Okay, came for the food. Came for the community. These guys are in our energy recharge inner circle of clients who spend a year with us learning everything they can about how their body works and about how the labs and how to interpret it. And they are just so dedicated that they're here to learn more and to go deeper. So thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So we're going to move on. A couple of things I just want to make sure that we're clear on before we get started. A few ground rules. So one thing is, I want everybody to feel comfortable sharing in the room, like really sharing, especially if you have some, you know, insecurities or challenges or whatever. So what I need everybody to agree to is confidentiality. Like what's said in this room stays in this room. You're not like talking about, did you see what Lynette said earlier about, can you believe, you know? No, we don't talk about that stuff because we all have our own crud, right? Who doesn't have any crud? Right? So we all have it, and I want you to feel confident sharing. So is anybody in here not willing to stay confidential? Fantastic. Okay. The other thing is timeliness, right? We have this timed out. We have so much packed in, and we want you to get the most out of it. And we will start on time. In fact, we will start so on time where you're going to start 5 minutes early before each break with a raffle. And Jan's going to tell you more about that. So if you don't get here early, so if you're not early, you're late. Got it? If you're not early, you're late because you're going to miss out on the goodies. And we have a table on either side. You can take a look at what the prizes are. We'll be giving those out throughout the weekend. And then on Sunday, we have a grand prize. So if you thought it was more important to catch an early flight on Sunday, you're not going to be eligible for the grand prize, which are amazing labs from some of our sponsors, like the Dutch test. Who's heard of that one? So be here. Stay here. So who's willing to come in the 5 minutes early? Yes? Who doesn't want to come in 5 minutes early? And we've given you ample breaks. Most of the breaks are a half an hour. A couple of them are 20 minutes. Well, no, I think maybe one is 20 minutes. Most of them are half an hour. There'll be later to this afternoon, we're having two breaks, so each of them will be 15 minutes instead of, because we wanted to give you a break between some speakers this afternoon. What else? This is the thing. We're going to do a lot of sharing. So what I want you to do is think about sharing in terms of get to the point. Okay, so if you have a question, ask the question. And then if I need more background, I can ask you for more background. Because sometimes people get, you know, and rightly so, and my aunt then said this, and then my uncle did this, and my niece did this, and then we're like, what's the question? What's the point, right? Let's get to the point, and then we'll ask you if we need you to expand on that. Okay? Who's willing to do that? Yes? Okay, great. What else? I want you to have an open mind, because here's the thing. everybody's got different backgrounds. Some of you are nurses, some health coaches, some acupuncturists, different learning backgrounds. So what I want you to get is that I may say some things that you already know. I'll probably say a lot of things you don't already know. And what happens to the mind when we go, oh, I already knew this. I already know that. And you're going to go do something else or, you know, go into la-la land about something else, right? Just when that happens, say, okay, yeah, I know this, but I'm waiting for the next piece that I don't know. Because when you tune out, even for that second, you may miss a distinction. That changes your life. And I know that when I go to events, if I walk away with one new thing that I can put into practice right away, I know I've been successful. That has been a successful thing. If everything I learn at an event is new, how do I feel on Monday morning when I get home? Overwhelmed. I heard that said. Overwhelmed. Because, okay, where do I start? What do I do next? But if you already know some of this, you go, okay, oh, that reinforces I'm on the right track. Let me take this nugget and start to work with it. Make sense? Everybody agree to keep that open mind? Yes? Yes? Okay, fantastic. All right, and I think that's it. So you each got an agenda like this. And this has all the different things about the speakers and the hotel. We tried to be very complete, and you have a schedule. We're going to try to stick to that schedule exactly, but we didn't put in the specific topics because I may change what I was planning to teach you may not be relevant to who's in the audience. So I want to adapt that. And I have a very specific plan, but I may divert from that. So we just opened it as content sections, and our speakers today are going to be, we'll let you know when we get there. So it'll be a surprise, and they're all amazing speakers. So you've got this here most of the days. Okay, so we started here. We're going to go to 7:30 today. This is the only time we're going to go to 7:30. But the reason is that we have a lot to cover, and sometimes what we've done in the past is broken for dinner at about 6 or 5:30. Had dinner, and then people go, oh, I don't really feel like going back. And they miss the evening session. So we're doing the evening session before dinner. So it'll be a little late. We'll have two breaks, plenty of nourishment. Jan will tell you all about what to expect. You got plenty of good stuff there. Is that okay? Everybody okay with that? And then after dinner, you got open time for socializing, for going to sleep, for whatever it is. Tomorrow is a little more structured because we have something that we have a reception planned for dinner, and we want to make sure we have that early enough. So that's going to start at 6:30. And then we do have a bonus session that we added afterwards where we're going to do some business marketing stuff, and we're also going to do some cases. So at the end of this break, before we go to break today, we're going to give you a form to fill out for VIPs. So who's a VIP? Who opted for woohoo, right? So VIPs get all the meals plus bonus trainings afterwards, some amazing trainings. Like, what's the one that I love the most is how to create a class and do it online, and also get people to sign up and enroll with you from there. Like, to really create this trust and the right people that are right for you, and how to make that offering. That's a bonus training that we're giving you after this is over. So if you're VIP and you're thinking, I really didn't want to eat meals, I can just eat my granola bars that I brought, then think again, because there's some amazing things. Plus, Saturday night, we're going to do hot seats. We call them love seats. A lot of people call them hot seats. Call them love seats, where we're going to focus on two or three people, whatever we have time for. And so we're going to give you a form to fill out, and that's for VIPs. So you can still upgrade, and all you have to do is see someone in the back of the room, one of our people with the team badges on, and they will upgrade you. You also have a little card. If you were one of our programs and you had a bonus ticket, you got a little card here. So instead of giving you back your deposit, you can trade that in for upgrading to VIP. So see somebody in the back of the room, and they'll help you with that. And then Sunday we go all the way to 5:30. I put 5:30 just in case, but probably 5 on Sunday. So we always pack it in because there's so much to cover that I don't want to leave anything out. All right, everybody good? Yeah? You ready to get started? I think I got everything. Okay, so we're going to start throughout the time. When I remember, because I get so caught up in what I want to teach, we're going to be doing an exercise that I think would be awesome for you to be teaching your clients, and it's called heart math. It's one of my favorite things to do to just decrease the stress levels, because we know that stress causes illness. We know all the effects of cortisol, and we're not going to go into that here. We have a whole nother training on that, but I want you to get that getting your level of stress down and getting your level of your client's stress down is super important. I personally now meditating, but for years I could not meditate because it was this big chunk of time I had to quiet my mind, and my mind is constantly going. I've since Christmas started to meditate every day, but the heart math is awesome because I can do it throughout the day in 1 minute chunks. That fits my lifestyle. So I'm going to just teach you how to do this, and you can train, you can work with you. Who knows how to do this already, the heart math techniques? You've done it in the programs. I teach it to all my clients in programs. I also teach it in all the practitioner trainings as well. So it's a way, and the Institute of Heart Math has actually done the studies on the chemistry and then also the waves in the body. Like, they've seen that when you do this process, it shifts the biochemistry. It changes the chemistry in the body, and it shifts the nervous system. So we're going to go from sympathetic, rah, 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 fight, flight, to parasympathetic, where all the healing happens in this much time. Okay? So what I want you to do is note how you're feeling right now. Are you a little, excited, anxious, whatever, right now? And now we're going to go through this, and then we're going to see how you feel after. Okay, I'm just going to do a shortened version of it. You can do this with your hands in your lap. You can do it with your eyes open, but you can also do it. I like to focus. I like to put my hand, one hand over my heart, one hand over my belly. I like to close my eyes. You don't have to, but closing your eyes when you're learning it is great. Close your eyes. And then focus on taking a long, slow, deep breath, and that's the reason for the belly, because you want to do a belly breath. You want to expand your belly. And feel your chest expanding from the belly on up. And as you do that, feel any tension in your neck and shoulders, and just consciously just let them drop, let them go. And what I want you to do is, I like to call it go on a vacation, a mini vacation. Go to a place where you feel at ease, serene, happy, wherever that might be. It might be the memory of, holding your kitty cat in your lap and rocking in a chair. It might be a beach in a beautiful place. It might be seeing your firstborn child or your grandchild for the first time, and that feeling of, and a feeling of love and appreciation. I want you to just relive that feeling of love and appreciation. Do two more breaths that way, really basking in that feeling of appreciation. And then when you're ready, let it go. And then slowly bring yourself back into the room. Open your eyes. There. Does anybody feel different? Want to shout out a few words about how you feel right now after doing that? Relaxed. Peaceful. Wonderful. Anybody else? Grounded, centered. Yeah. So imagine, how long did that take? A minute or two? Imagine teaching your clients. Imagine doing that at the beginning of a session. Just to get them in, because they're coming from wherever. If you have a physical office, they've maybe fought traffic. If you talk to them on the phone, they may have this busy. Just shift them and shift them. And you can even, the words you use can help them to shift into what state they want the most. Okay? So we'll, throughout the weekend, and I'll probably have people reminding me to do it, because sometimes I just get so, and I have to. And this is how I do it. Throughout the day, I'll just feel myself getting into that mode, whether it's, it's usually not negative stress, but even that, gotta get this done, I just And I could feel the whole thing throughout my body. Okay, thank you. So let's get jumped into some content. Then we're going to take a break. We're going to have a guest speaker this morning. Then I'm going to do some more of my planned food as medicine content. And then we're going to have a few fun activities this afternoon. Okay? So before I begin any presentation I ever do, and you should do the same, is let people know that this is not medical advice. And what you're giving your clients is not medical advice. It's basically education about how do they figure out what blocks they have that are keeping them from reaching where they want to be with their health. And even if you're reading labs, which hopefully a lot of you will learn to do, I know all of you guys in NEPT know how to read labs, it's still considered education. You're not diagnosing from somebody's lab. You're looking and saying, oh, I see some things that suggest an imbalance. So this presentation, anything I'm teaching you, is not medical advice, and you're always wanting to tell people that they should consult with their practitioner before they run and do what you tell them to do or suggest that they do. In reality, I don't like giving that advice because most of the time it backfires, but they get it, and legally, you need to be able to speak to people in that because you don't want to cross bounds. You're not practicing medicine without a license. But our healthcare system, as we said, is broken. And it's a symptom. It's a this for that symptom-related model. And to me, it's like when you have a symptom, it's a sign of something wrong in the body. The same thing as the smoke detector, right? If it goes off in the middle of the night, it's annoying, right? You don't want to be woken out of your sleep. And you could go rip the battery out, right? And just say, oh, this is annoying. Take an aspirin, take an antacid, you name it, right? That's what medications do. But then you run the risk of the fire, right? And that's what's happening inside. There's inflammation. There's something that's telling you something's wrong. And just because the symptom goes away, has the problem gone away? No. No. So you're allowing this imbalance to keep going. And then all of a sudden, the house burns down, right? They suddenly get cancer or an autoimmune disease or something really serious because they ignored and suppressed the little symptoms. Right? We're not healing the problem. We're not getting to the core. So we want to do something very different. And I want to just warn you that the this for that approach, right? Take this drug for this disease. Get this surgery for this whatever. That doesn't work to solve and get to the root cause. But I also want to caution you that even if your this is an herbal remedy or a homeopathic that's not getting to the root. It's just like covering it up. And homeopathics actually do get more to the root, but it's an herbal or it's a supplement. It's not getting to what's causing it. And that's what we're here to do, is to help people figure it out. Now, in some cases, you can't change that once you figured it out. They had their leg amputated, so now they have certain issues going on, right? There are certain things you can't change, but you want to know what's causing their imbalances, their presenting symptoms, what they want help with, what's causing it. And you don't want to just do this for that, even if the this is a natural remedy. Does everybody get that, right? Do you see the danger in that too? Somebody comes in for hot flashes, you say, oh, black cohosh, that's a good thing to give people. And in, 80% of the people who take it, it diminishes their hot flashes. But you have to ask, why do they have hot flashes? And we're going to do an activity this afternoon to really help you to dig into the why. Because you have to ask why. It's not because they're 52, which is what they're told. It's because there's an imbalance in their body that needs to be addressed. And what is that? And I want you to have the tools to be able to dig so you can figure out what that imbalance is and really help it at the root cause. Of course, you can give them a Band-Aid, right, to get them over the hump while you're working the root cause. That's where I think some of the this for that works. As a Band-Aid, when you recognize it's a Band-Aid, right? Who wants to just dispense Band-Aids? Anybody? Or who wants to have some Band-Aids that they can use to help people, and we'll talk a lot about Band-Aids throughout the weekend, that are food-related, but you want to also be dealing with the root cause, otherwise the house burns down, correct? All right, so this is where the food as medicine comes in. It's magic when you can get to the root cause, because then they're getting it. it's not easy for them to comply all the time, right? And that's a trick, and we have some activity, especially on Sunday, where Tony is going to talk about how do you actually get them to do what you're asking them to do? What are some techniques? Because we all need those techniques. We need to help inspire. I would go to these conferences. I went to lots of conferences over my years, and people would talk about getting people, and I'm like, well, you got to get them off of the sugar and get them to do this. And they're like, how do you get them to do that? I'm like, I'm going to teach you how I get them to do that. You have to inspire. You have to get them motivated. You have to help them to see what they want the most and how eating this or drinking that or whatever is in getting in the way. But we have so many tools at our disposal. But we can't just say, oh, I know how to do food as medicine without also knowing how to get them to actually do the food as medicine, right? And to shift their habits and their attitudes. Whoops. So there's certain imbalances that I see a lot, okay? Zinc deficiency, magnesium deficiency, fatty acid imbalances where they're eating too much fat, but they're fat deficient because they don't get enough of the ones that are essential. I see these things all the time. I see processed foods too much. It's all over. So we want to help them identify those obstacles. The blue zones, and is anybody familiar with the blue zones? Okay, so the blue zones have found these five places where people routinely live to be over 100, routinely have great health and longevity. You know, this island of Sardinia in Italy, in Japan, I don't know how to say it, Chinawa, Loma Linda, California is the only place in the U.S. Guess a high percentage of them are Seventh-day Adventists. They're very conscious of what they put in and on their bodies, right? And then we have the Costa Rica. Who's from Costa Rica? Do you live there? Yeah. And then a Greek island called Iberia. Okay, so what's all in common? And what's in common is what they've defined as the power nine. Most of these are in those of you who are familiar with my model, those of you in NEPT get the seven pillars I always talk about, the seven pillars of health. So it's food is huge and food is important, but there's all this other stuff. But their diet, I'll share with you what their diet looks like. It's mostly fruits and vegetables, right? Little meat. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, fish is their primary diet. Very little meat, no sugar, no processed food. And they live. So this is their thing. Move naturally, have a purpose. I always start every course. Those of you who have been in my programs, you know I start every program with, what's your why? Have a purpose. That's huge because when you don't have a purpose, you can meander wherever you go. And it's bad for your health. Right? Downshift. Put it down, right? We have to have ways to get the stress down and to be able to do things that are recreationally and fun. That's my fun. We have, the 80% rule, right? This is where the Americans really bad. Go to a restaurant and the plates are huge and loaded with foods and lots of calories. The 80% rule is eat to 80% full and be done. Right? That's what these people all do. Lower caloric intake, lower in food intake rather than more. Right? What's that? Plant slant. Most of them eat high amount of plants. I love the way they worded that. Plant slant. Right? So you don't have to be 100% vegan or vegetarian to be healthy, but you need a lot of these whole fresh plants. Super important. This is one that wine at five. Most of the people ended up having rituals of having a little bit of wine with their meal. Not over drinking, not under drinking. Haven't figured that one out, whether that is it the alcohol or is it the polyphenols and all the other things in there? And do you have to have the wine or could you be having other foods? But so that, because I'm an anti-alcohol thing because I see the damages it does. But this is saying, if all the other pieces are right, then a little wine at five isn't going to hurt you, right? Belonging, biggie, right? How many times do you see clients who come in and they're meandering, they're wandering, or they're feeling like they don't fit? That feeling of belonging and community. That's why I love having these events, bringing people together in community. How many people go out in their main world and they go, these people are different from me. I don't really fit in. Yeah? Yeah, it's common. And that's why people love it when they come in community. And then loved ones first, right? Family, loved ones, pets. They all had pets, by the way, too. And then being with the right tribe. So here we are. We've got most of this stuff covered. We're not going to do wine at five. But we got most of this stuff covered, right? All right. So these are my pillars. Oh, they have little things there. So my pillars, I've recently been working with this and reframing my seven pillars into something I call the Body Freedom Formula or the Body Freedom Foundations. It's your BFF, right? Be your own BFF. Because I think that these things, when you have the body, when you have the ability to have no pain or to have your gut working well, you have freedom. You can do what you want when you want to do it. And to me, that's the ultimate, right? Why do I do what I do? Because I don't want to be, I can't do that, my back hurts. I can't do that, I don't have any energy. How many times have you heard that with your clients? They no longer exercise, they no longer dance, they no longer do these things. So these are my pillars. So those of you who have heard me talk about the seven pillars, we're going to be rebranding the seven pillars, and you guys get to see it first. I've never presented this in public before, right? Fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness spells freedom. That's what most people want. You want to be free, right? This is how this country, the U.S., was founded on freedom, but we want freedom from the body, not just political freedom. So it's super important. So I'm going to teach you some ways from this morning to identify when somebody's got imbalances that can be corrected by food. Sound good? And then this afternoon, we're going to go into more of the specific kind of diet plans. Tomorrow, we're going to go into specific foods for specific conditions, but it's not a this for that. It's more like what's been found to help to rebalance. Our next speaker, Dr. Tom O'Brien, is going to talk about autoimmune conditions and how that's related to food. So some of the, you know, some of my plan for all those things on Friday, we're going to mix it up a little bit. So I wanted to have all those particular conditions on one day. It didn't work that way. So, and then we have another speaker speaking this afternoon about digestive health. So the first thing you want to do is find out where the obstacles are. This will probably be rebranded, but this is how my seven pillars work. Same things that are just presented as the freedom. Sleep, stress, attitude, sleep, nutrition, exercise, environment, and fun and relationships. So how are they doing in here? Because you want to find out what's getting in their way, right? So I have this whole questionnaire that you can fill out. Well, we're going to have these questionnaires on the web page. We have a digital download page. These will be there for you. So you can look at them. You can take it yourself, see how it goes, see how it feels. You can, you know, create your own, or you can use mine as long as you leave my copyright on it. Okay? And then, and then you're going to get back, and the way I do it is you get a scorecard. This thing is like trigger happy. It's like moves really fast. So you can get a score and see where do they need to go. Yes, they need the nutrition. Almost everybody does. Very rarely do we see somebody talk to us that has their diet all pristine. But what else? Because who's here has ever worked with people and you're getting them to do all these great nutritional things and they're still not improving as much as you think? Anybody ever have that situation? There's more to it, right? And we're going to teach you Sunday is a step-by-step, 12-step process for taking people through and not missing some of those things. Because, yeah, they can be eating this pristine diet, but it's not the right diet for them. We'll cover more of that this afternoon. Or they're not processing it right because their digestive system is a mess. So there's a lot of reasons for that. So this is where I start. And those of you who have been in my programs, you know that's where we start, right? Seven pillars. And then we go into what are the nutrients. So I have these scorecard that, questionnaires that you will have in on the web page. We didn't want to waste a lot of trees and print out, you know, this big long tome. So we put it on there. You can print out what you need when you need it. But we have these nutrient scorecards. So it has broken down by all the different nutrient categories, and they just check off their symptom levels in each of those areas. So you get a sense of, oh, this person might have a vitamin A deficiency. Always might have, right? We always have to use that language. Oh, this person has some symptoms that might suggest they have a vitamin A deficiency. That is not diagnosing, right? But you say, you have a vitamin A deficiency. You have a B vitamin deficiency. Your digestive tract, you have, you know, leaky gut. You can't tell people they have a certain thing, but you can say your presentation is suggestive of this. Would you like to learn how to help your body to recover from that? That's different than diagnosing and treating. So we have these scorecards. They fill them out, and then they get this really cool scorecard. This is just a little glimpse of it. You'll have the whole thing. It's on the webpage. Good? Fantastic. And we'll make sure that those, where's Doreen? Make sure that the ones that we go through today are on there. We're not like overwhelming you. We don't want to, people have told me that I'm like drinking from a fire hose. So I'm trying not to be a fire hose today. And we're going to give you things in little, because you go, oh my God, there's too much stuff here. Nope, I'll speak about and then you'll see them on the website. Okay? And then you want to identify problems in the body areas, and you'll get this one as well. Here's some stuff on digestion. Here's some stuff on adrenals. Here's some stuff on thyroid. And you just have them fill this out, and they will get, again, a scorecard. So there's the hormone and the other. There we go. Oh, I don't have the scorecard. But same kind of thing where they'll get a score, and there's the ability to fill it in. I do them online. So I have online. I've put it into a form service, and then they get the score calculated and sent to them so they don't have to fill it out. So that's another option. You can take some of the questions, figure out what you want to do and ask, and then you can find, you know, Google now has it. You don't even have to pay to have a forms program like I do. I pay for a forms program, but now Google Forms, you can do it, and you can get, I think you can get scores, or you can manually do it. But look into it. There's a lot of forms programs. And it really helps people to not have this stack of paperwork, and then they send it to you, and you can't read their handwriting, and like, So it really helps to have this stuff online. Glucose tracking, super important. Tomorrow we'll talk more about glucose. Who's in IRSPT, our insulin resistance training? That would be perfect for you down there who's the diabetic and wants to teach people. Because it basically teaches you how to step-by-step take people through reversing insulin resistance, identifying and reversing insulin resistance, right? And we talk about it as repair. We don't talk about it as diagnosing and treating. It's repair and identify. The word we're using now is discovery, because it's not a medical word. Instead of assessment or evaluation, use the word discovery. I'm going to take you through a discovery process, and we're going to discover what's getting in the way of what you want most. So blood glucose tracking, super important. You'll have this chart there. But I have people not just measure their blood glucose first thing in the morning and go, my blood sugar is perfectly fine. The doctor said 88 or 95 is perfectly fine. We teach you how to identify that. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Because really, the key time is like 45 minutes to an hour after they eat, not 2 hours later, because they could be perfectly fine at 2 hours after they eat and their blood sugar's right back down to where they started and be all screwed up, because at an hour it's up at 180, right? I don't care where it's at 2 hours. And in medicine, they tell them, as long as your blood glucose is under 140 at 2 hours, you're in good shape. I'm like, yeah, right, if you like peripheral neuropathies and diabetic and retinopathies, because those all start at 120. So we try to keep it out there. So we map it, because 120 is when it starts. So I try to get people to keep it below 110 all the time. That's the peak, is 110. Make sense? Because we don't want to, the medical model is looking at treating disease after it happens. Right? The lab testing. I mean, there's so many things you can find. Those of you in NEPT, right? There's so many things you can find in the lab testing before it becomes a problem. Do you want to wait till your liver enzymes show that your liver is all inflamed? Or do you want to see trends that are saying, huh, we better work on this. We better support you. What kind of things can we do? What things in your life? How do we put you on an everyday detox plan? So getting back to the glucose, it's like that. Medicine doesn't have a clue. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Okay? Does that sound interesting? Would you like to be able to help people prevent themselves from getting insulin resistance and diabetes rather than working with them after they get it? Which is more rewarding? Okay, so the other things you can do, nutritionally oriented physical exam. So you'll have access to this as well. Like, what are some of the things you can do? Not, you can't touch people if you're not licensed to touch people. If you're a massage therapist or somebody else, or a nurse or a doctor, an MD, chiropractor, you have the license to touch people, but you can't if you're a health coach. But you can have them do these things on themselves. And you can get on a Skype call or a Zoom call with them and have them say, oh, can you stick your tongue out? Let me see if you have ridges at the end of the tongue, right? Let me see, you know, your eyes. Let me see the skin on the back of your, oh, well, you have these bumps back there. That might suggest you have fatty acid imbalance or vitamin A imbalance. Would you like to know how to do that stuff and teach people how and detect these subtle signs of nutrient imbalances so you can help them with their food, with their diet, with their life before that gets there? Who would like to be able to do that? Yeah? I mean, why wait, right? Because reversing damage, we what do we do with cars? We go in for an oil change, right? You don't wait for the engine to be empty of it and then start smoking and go, oh, I guess I better deal with this now. But that's what we do with our bodies. We laugh when I say we wouldn't do that with your car. But that's what you do with the body. That's what most people are taught to do with their bodies. That's what conventional medicine teaches them to do with their bodies. Oh, you're fine. Had somebody come in. She joined one of my programs. Her blood glucose was 119 when she went in to get it checked. And as if you know, 120 is when they diagnose diabetes. Three times in a row, 120 or over, you're diabetic. So she went in and the doctor said, oh, well, you're pre-diabetic. It's 119. She goes, whoa, my mother had diabetes. My uncle had diabetes. I don't want to get diabetes. It was miserable watching them. So what did he say to her? She said, what should I do? He goes, well, you can go lose weight and come back and see me in 6 months. And if it's above 120, I'll put you on medication. Is that what we want? That's not fair, right? That's not what we want. It's not what we want for them. That's not the care we want. Who wants that kind of care? Who wants to wait to get diabetes and then go on medication because you think it's going to cure it, right? No. So we want to be able to look at things and detect it before it becomes a problem. So there's more on the nutritionally oriented exam. There's more of that. I've got 3 pages on that. There's other things, though, that you can do and you can learn to do with people if you're seeing them in person, or you can recommend that they get a kit. There's this mineral test kit that you just taste the little vials and you can tell which minerals they might be imbalanced for. If a lot of you have it. Who here has one of these in their office? Patty does, yeah. Yeah, so we have a number of people because you've been to these conferences before, you've heard about it before, but you can actually get, and it's a great thing for like health fairs. I know Tony was done that. Tony's not in the room right now, but Tony's done that at health fairs where you just do these little mineral tests. And then you go, oh, well, and we have in NEPT, we have these modules that talk about all the nutrients, like there's an hour-long presentation on each nutrient, so you really get it. I mean, you really understand how these things work. And you can say, oh, these foods that, we're going to give you some charts that I put together, they're on the web, they're from the healthiest, worldshealthiestfood.com, but I went through the time of pulling them all together into one presentation, into one document, so you can look up vitamin A, and you can say, oh, let's just get you eating more of this. Let's get you eating less of that, right? Because it's a suggestion that maybe your diet's not supplying you enough of this or the other nutrients. So the mineral tests are really cool. There's some vitamin D test strips. By the way, all of these are available on Amazon, all of them. If you have an account with Emerson Ecologics, you can get them. You can get a wholesale there. They allow certain practitioners. I think it has to do with who's on one day, because some days if you're a health coach, they won't let you do it, and other days when if you're a health coach, they do. So you just keep trying to get an account with them, because then you can order supplements through them for less. But that's just an aside. So there's a vitamin C urine strip that you can tell how much vitamin C people are excreting, and there's a certain range where you want to be doing it. You can get these on Amazon. Simple. Right? And here's the thing. Testing is awesome, and we don't have time to fully do testing here because we did that last year in Shine, and I like to keep each Shine a little bit different. But we have the videos available if you want to watch it, and we have it in our NEPT program, which we'll tell you about tomorrow. But basically, you want to be able to test because guess what? You may guess that this person has this or that, or I think that their gut's leaky. But when they see the results of the test, when the test results come back and say, oh, you have antibodies to gluten, right? Then they go, oh, I guess I should do the gluten-free more seriously, right? But if they don't have the test, they go, it doesn't apply to me, right? It doesn't apply to me. Same thing with like the vitamin C, the mineral test. They see it and they're more apt to go, oh, those sea vegetable salad you told me about that replenishes a lot of those minerals, I'm going to do that now. right? I'm going to do that now. So vitamin C, there's also a vitamin C calibration process where you can just keep increasing their C every day till they get to bowel tolerance, and you optimize the level of C they're getting. But you also want to increase the vitamin C containing foods, which most people don't eat enough of, right? They think if they drink orange juice in the morning from the container that they're getting their vitamin C supply for the day. Who believes that, right? It's real food. Measuring pH is also another way to indicate, do they need to eat a more alkaline diet, or do they need to back down on the alkaline diet, right? Because we body runs best at a pH, a slightly alkaline pH. I mean, our blood is slightly alkaline, 7.35 to 7.45, and you can test urine and saliva to determine that. So again, last year's conference, we had the stations out. Everybody tested themselves, so you get a sense of it. We have a whole thing, and we will make those available. We'll tell you how you can get those later in the conference for really, really very little investment. This is what I want, right? I like to be unstoppable. Those of you who know me, do you get that? That I don't want to, don't stop me. Don't stop me, and I don't want my body to stop me. So I called it Unstoppable Health. This is my book. We were hoping to have physical copies of them so you can buy them, but you can go on Amazon and buy it for like $3 or something as a Kindle or whatever. But I love the concept of being unstoppable, right? Somebody said, oh, that's kind of negative. You're negating something bad. Why don't you say, but like unstoppable to me is like, my body's not going to bring me down. And I want everybody that I work with to have this unstoppableness. And I want you guys as practitioners to be unstoppable, right? No matter what the environment is in your town, no matter who's giving you flack and your mother's going, why don't you get a real career? Why don't you study accounting? Wouldn't that be better? Wouldn't that pay better? Right? And you go, no, I want to help people. Well, go to medical school. That'll get you. And like, I really just want to help people really get their health back. I don't want to deal with acute. And that's really, medical school is phenomenal if you want to deal with acute stuff, because we can't do that with nutrition, right? We can't say, oh, you just got your leg cut off and you're bleeding. Here, have some vitamin C. Like, after the fact, get it sewed up. You can do the vitamin C to speed the healing, right? But that's what it's for. So we're nearing the end of our, oh, good, we still have time. Perfect. So I'm going to have you guys do another share exercise, and then we're going to bring Jan on, and Jan's going to just go through some of the housekeeping things and talk about the raffles and all that stuff that I forget details, so I'll let her do that. So I want you to take your paper and just jot down on some paper here in front of you. There's a section in the program for notes where you can jot that down, so if you go in there. And just jot down the three things that you most want for your clients and that you most want, how you want to show up as a practitioner, right? So I really want my clients to feel connected to me. I really want my clients to feel motivated. I want them to have the tools and resources to turn their health around. So how do I have to show up as a practitioner to do that, right? So just start there. So just take 1 minute. Roy will tell me when the minute's up. And I'm looking here in 13. Okay. Have some things jotted down on your paper. Okay, I'm going to take one share. And then what I want you to do on the break, we have 30-minute break, so you can wander around and visit sponsors. And according to this, we're close to 10:30. Is that right? No? What time is it? 10? 10:10. It's 10:11. Oh, okay. They're making me. My timer says I only have 11 minutes yet left, so we're good. So at 10:30, we'll be breaking from 10:30 to 11. And what I want you to do is find two people that you don't already know and haven't really connected with to share some of what you see as what you want for your clients and how you have to show up as a practitioner. You'll get into some cool discussions, and that's the beauty of this. We have community, right? When you're in a room like this with other people who share that mission, you're feeling like, okay, I can do this, we can do this together. When you're sitting there and you're at home and you're just trying to start out, or you're dealing with the busy day, or some of you have other jobs, who has another job that they do, right? Would you like to get out of that job and just be doing the health practice? Who would like to be out of that job and just doing the health practice full time? Okay, we're gonna share some stuff with you tomorrow and tonight too, as far as some ways that you can generate more client traffic, so to speak, so that you can do that. So find a couple of people and just see what comes out of it, because what happens is when you're talking about your dreams and what you really want, and you connect with somebody, they may have an idea for you that is beyond what you ever would have come up with on your own. Has anybody had that experience before? Anybody ever had the experience where you just mention something and suddenly you get in this conversation? Raise your hand if you've had that experience. A lot of you have, okay? So share it in this community. All right, so, okay, I'm confused. Now it says 17 minutes. So Jan's going to come in. Where is she? Oh, there she is. Come on up. And we're going to share with you some of the things that we want to make sure that you know to make this a really great experience. Make sense? And if we have Jan.
Here I am.
There she is. So go ahead and share with them.
All right. You know where the bathrooms are. That might be an important point. Just around the corner, there is another set of bathrooms. If you go out the door to the right, and then around the corner again to the right. So there are a couple of different sets. Also, we have sponsor booths out there. So enjoy, take a look and see what they have, but you'll want to be in your seat 5 minutes before the session starts. Why? Because we're starting with the best prizes for the raffles. We really want you to get every minute out of this conference, this three-weekend conference. So when you hear the music, you will, Maria, stand up. Where's Maria? Maria. Maria is our exercise specialist and guru and also an NEPT student and amazing. She's going to lead you through some wonderful movement right after lunch and movement breaks, things like that, so that will be really fun. And then also you may notice there's an elixir station back there, so you can put together your own concoction, and that'll give you a nice little pick-me-up there between lunch and between your breaks. And then we also have, you want to tell them about the Love Seat coaching application?
Yes, so they're passing around, the team is passing around right now an application. So what is this? Those of you who have been at our NEPT retreats know what it's like and know how valuable it is to get focused attention on what's going on. So we created a form that you can fill out. If you need to be a VIP member to get those sessions. But tomorrow night, I'm going to do a talk about the marketing piece and the business piece and how you can really help to support yourself so you can get out of that other day job. And we're going to do some coaching. So if you'd like to be up there, you got to be willing to come up on stage in front of your colleagues, and I'm going to ask you very specific questions, and we're going to help you to solve a specific problem. I'm not going to have, you know, draw out a 15-month marketing plan for you, but I'm going to get you on the right track, and we can do some amazing things with that. There'll be about, you know, 10, 15 minutes each. And you'll be surprised at how much we can accomplish in 10 or 15 minutes.
Spotlight coaching. This is your opportunity to be coached by Dr. Rita Marie herself. So who would not want to do this? So fill out your forms.
Yeah, this is similar to what we do on our marketing calls for, we have a level of NEPT called Practice Accelerator. So I've worked with people one-on-one to help them create their programs and
It's amazing.
Grow their business. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to show you a little taste of that.
And so they're going to take their forms, the VIP forms, back, and then they will also
fill
get the raffle.
Out. And then when you fill this form out, you will take it to the back of the take it to the back of the room.
To Audrey back
to Audrey.
There. She's
see
waving
Audrey,
her
she's
hand.
Waving.
Audrey in L.A.
And they need to be in by the end of the day today because we need to go through them and we need to figure out how, you know, who's going to get the to get coached. So we need to get them by the end of the day because otherwise if we get it like 5 minutes before, you're not going to get an opportunity. Okay? So you do that. The other thing is we are going to, getting back to the elixirs, we'll have a demo later. Patty is going to do a demo. We're going to do a demo later of food and we have all these little herbs back there. So some of you may already know what some of those herbs are and you may not. So you can ask each other if you see, what is that cordyceps stuff over there? But we find we don't do coffee breaks. We do elixir breaks. So you basically, and you've got in your bag so you can go to the washroom during the break and rinse it out because they haven't been rinsed, if you care about that. But rinse out your jars and you can put water and some of the elixirs, hot water or cold water, into your jar, shake it up, and you have a great thing. We didn't bring the stevia.
Oh, no, we have stevia.
Oh, we have stevia.
We do. We have sweeteners. We have monk fruit.
And monk
fruit,
that's right.
There is Lohan over there. That's monk fruit, so that is
so we have low glycemic sweeteners.
So we got you covered.
Yeah, so we'll show you later today. I'll take you through a demo of what, you know, what you can actually do with all that, how to concoct. For those of you, again, stand up if you're in NEPT because I want to see your faces. I want to see who I have here.
And they will have a tag.
Some of you I haven't met before. There's Jeff. She's
so you can ask someone in NEPT as well. They will have
yeah,
the
these guys
burgundy,
know all everything stripe. They need to know about our elixirs. They know how to do them.
These
so
are our
if
experts.
You have any questions. Resident we're also, experts. You guys are coming to lunch today, private lunch with me. And it's in the pecan. Okay, Audrey, help me with this. The Robertson room, is that it? The Robertson room, which is down the hall and to the right. So look for the Robertson room. We're going to meet in there. And I really want us to all connect in person because we're so used to connecting on the phone that I really want it to be in person. So,
did you have a chance to mention about the raffle and what we're doing with the raffle money?
Oh, yeah. No, that'll be later.
You can wait on that. Okay. Because they're not picking up their form for that.
No.
Okay.
No. The raffles are prizes that were donated by our sponsors.
Yes.
So our sponsors include people who make supplements, pick an environmental. We have our that little thing over there is an air purifier from EnviroMed. And they that actually is like cleaning the air here. And they'll talk to you more about what that does. And they've got some prizes. We've got labs that have done prizes. They're good prizes. They're not like, oh, look, I got
a. Yeah, these are upwards of $200 to $500 items.
Yeah. So we're going to be raffling them off at the breaks. We have a grand prize raffle on Sunday, and you must be present to get it. So if we call your ticket number and you're not in your room.
Yeah, you must be in your
seat. You have to be here, right?
To win. So 5 minutes before.
Same thing with the grand prize on Sunday. Okay.
Okay.
And
so
then,
we're breaking
well,
until 11.
Let me make sure we covered everything we wanted to cover. Oh, whoa. Okay. So upgrade to VIP. Some of you have a little card in your packet that says, or you were given it at registration. It's called the Shine Dollars. Who has the little Shine Dollars cards? Were they given out? They were? Okay, so you can take the Shine Dollars card and you can upgrade to VIP using that. The VIP lunches are phenomenal. The breakfasts are phenomenal. And even if you don't eat, it's worth it because of the gifts that I'm giving you after. So most of you have done it, but there's a few of you haven't. I just want to make sure you realize the value of doing that. You get to network with everybody while you're here, but you also and eat great food. But afterwards, we have two separate guest plus me presentations that we're going to do. We're going to bring in. We're going to actually poll you to see what you want to hear more about. We have a third one, which is on the genetics. Really go in. We're going to touch on genetics tomorrow, but everybody wants more about genetics and how you you do a specific food plan, like taking into account their genetics.
Customized,
we're going to
yeah.
do like a 90-minute presentation on that for VIPs, but we're also giving you an online program that I have put together. I did it for NEPT folks live. We're going to pull out parts of that to help you to be able to create a food demo and attract clients into it. Or not a food demo, a food presentation, but I find that the way to get them to come and work with you is you give them amazing food, and they go, I can eat that and get healthy. Okay, cool. How do I sign up? So I'm going to share with you that. We're going to go through that in a short version this afternoon, but this is like a four-hour presentation that we did. You'll get all of that with worksheets and everything as a VIP. So you need to upgrade to VIP to get that. What else? What's that? Yes, so you've got a raffle ticket in your thing, either one or two. If you're VIP, you get an extra raffle ticket, and there's a VIP-only grand prize. And what's that one for? What's the VIP-only grand prize? I think it's a precision analytics
Dutch
test.
And they can purchase more raffle tickets, correct?
Not right now. We'll tell them about that later.
Okay. Keep
don't get ahead of the game.
We just have so many exciting things.
We have so many exciting things. So we talked about the seat. We talked about that. We talked about your cards. Song, right? So whenever you hear this song, we're going to give you a warning that we're getting close to that 5 minutes. Yeah. And Roya's going to play this song.
Maria will be in here dancing. Are we doing dance party? Dance party, yeah.
So when you hear that,
you're doing it already.
We want you in. Okay? That means you have about a minute.
So dance around your seat, and then you sit down at 5 till, so you can win your prize.
All right. I think that's everything we wanted to say.
So 10:50,
yeah.
Dancing. 10:55 in the seat to see.
Yeah. And so visit the sponsors. They have amazing stuff.
Yes.
Oh, let me talk about the goodie bag. So you have in front of you a goodie bag. And in that bag, one of the things you were also given was a jar with our label on it that you can use because, you know, the reason that started, go to conferences and they have out these little cups. And then I drink 2 sips of it and the session started. I don't want to go up and get more, but I'm thirsty. So I started bringing my own glass jar. And I thought, wow, how would that be if we come to this session and you get your own glass jar to be drinking out of? We tried to get smaller ones. But, yeah, I know, they're kind of big. We tried to get smaller ones, but then I thought, you know what? We're going to talk about hydration tomorrow and the importance of it. Half your body weight in fluid ounces of water. So it reminds you, okay, like you'd probably need 2 of those and you're done, right?
Yeah.
Somebody else might need 3.
And ounces.
So it reminds you, okay, I'm halfway done my water for the day. Right? So anyway, we'll do that and visit the sponsors. And, in your goodie bag, these things were donated by our sponsors. So visit them and see. There's a there is a card in your VIP badge or your badge that has a card from Sun Warrior.
Looks like this.
There you go.
See that? Fill that one in, and there's a special bucket. Is that on their table or they go back here, Audrey? It's on their table, right? So visit the Sun Warrior table and drop this in with your names on it, and they have a special grand prize raffle just if you fill that in and put it in. And
nice.
It's a whole bunch of really cool products and a bag and the whole bit. And you've also got some test kits. Dr. Dom O'Brien donated a gluten kit in there. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in there that is very valuable, right? Very valuable.
The best goodie bags we've ever had.
To Henry Gianni, and there's all kinds of great stuff. So explore your goodie bag because there's some phenomenal gifts. Okay? So we're going to give you a break. We actually finished early.
Yes.
So you get to come back here at
10:50 in your seats, and 10:55 we'll be drawing.
All right. Yeah. Well, 10:50 we'll be dancing. You're going to be moving, and then 10:55.
You can come at 10:45 even if you like.
If it's about what we just talked about, but if, yeah. Oh, we'll give it to you. You were sent an email that had a link to our membership site with a user ID and a password. You didn't get that. Yeah, and then you get in there and Doreen will make sure that that's out, that was supposed to go out yesterday with that link.
Yep.
And then we'll be adding things to that page. You'll get a copy of every slide on that page, so you can in 4 per page and 2 per page. So if you want to print out certain things, you'll also get access to any of the forms that I mentioned. Oh, it's on that site. So if you guys don't have that already, we're going to give you the ID to get in there, but you'll have to check your email for your user ID and password. And that should have gone out in yesterday's and a couple of times when you signed up. But if not, we'll make sure that you get it. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All
Come
right.
back soon.